Richard Drugara in car 35 starts from the pole. Matthew Capello in the 29 starts on the outside of the front row. We're racing as they work their way into turn number one. Druga and Capello nose to tail. Then it's O'Brien and Crawford, the next two carts through. A gap back further till we get to Hobden, King, O'Mealy, Taylor, Thurston's, Hargrave and Peterson rounds out the running order. But as the leaders head onto the back straight for the first time, it is Richard Druga, who has a great run off the start, leading the Telstra cart of Matthew Capello. Good battle further back in the pack. Stuart, Taylor, Thurston's and Hargrave all mixing it up there as Peter O'Mealy leading the way in the Super Heavies category. O'Brien, Crawford, King, Taylor, Thurston's, then it's back to O'Mealy. Peterson making his way up from the back of the field into ninth place already as the leaders work their way down through the turn number three towards the infield, and Druga, who had almost a half a second lead after one lap, comes through and completes lap number two. His gap, well, it remains at half a second between himself and Matthew Capello in the 29 cart. First flying lap of a 33.11, Capello a 33.17 as they work their way along the back straight. And it is Druga, Capello, O'Brien and Crawford, your top four. 1.7 seconds separating the top four as they work through the infield now. And it is Druga who opens up his advantage, 2.6 of a second that time by. So Capello from Griffith just not matching the pace at the moment of Druga, who is down in the 32.7 mark. Capello 32.9. Fastest man on the circuit at the moment is your race leader in Richard Druga. So further back, some good battles developing here, and it's the battle for fourth and fifth position as Ian Crawford from Canberra is trying to make a move up the inside of Michael O'Brien from Dubbo. The two drivers nose to tail there as Crawford gets a wheel into the dirt coming off turn two and through into the S's, so he's lost a bit of ground as they head down the back straight this time. So as the leader heads through the infield and to complete lap number five, it's the 35 card of Richard Druga, who leads the way, a 32.707 second lap, again faster than Capello, the Riverina driver, trying to hang on to the back, but it looks like Druga has got the field covered at the moment. Michael O'Brien, who started out of position number two in the pre-final, got bumped back to third, has still got Crawford keeping the pressure on him. He's just about a cart length back in that number 15 cart. So Ian Crawford, well, he's fading now even further back as they work through the infield, and that gap is stretched now to a half a second. Richard King, who DNF'd in the pre-final, has worked his way up through the field to seventh position. Stuart Taylor is now the first of the super heavies ahead of Peter O'Mealy, but there's not much between those two. It's a cart length as they work through the S's now and onto the back straight. So O'Mealy, he looked to the inside under brakes and he makes the pass as Taylor runs wide and gets it very sideways through turn number three. So a good move there for Peter O'Mealy, who will make the pass and move up into sixth position overall, but leader of the super heavies on the racetrack. So Druga is extending his lead. It's almost out to 2 seconds now as he continues to click off sub 32 second laps. It's a 32.757 with Capello a 33.319, and this lap it's a 33.364. So time's starting to back up a little bit because Druga that last lap was a 33.06. So not his best times. Druga, Capello, O'Brien, Crawford, King, O'Mealy, and off the circuit now is the 12. That's Rodney Peterson who's pulled off the circuit. Ian Hobden is coming through. He's about to go a lap down to Richard Druger. So Ian Hobden just not finding much luck this weekend, although he is still out on the circuit. He's had a number of DNFs so far. And as the leader closes in on him, Richard Druger will complete two-thirds race distance this time round as lap number 10 goes in the book. He's right on the back of the back marker in the 32 card, Ian Hobden. Looks like Hardgraves is up the inside of Thurston, going into turn number two. And so a change in positions for eighth place now, as Hardgraves makes the pass on the 64 card of Gregory Thurston's and puts him back into ninth. So Druger leading by 3.3 seconds in this Clubman Heavy, Clubman Super Heavy final, as the leader works his way around the back straight once again. Oh, in fact, Druger just another 33-2. This time Capello was a 33-1. So the pace just dropping off slightly as this race wears on. But Druger, he can really just pace himself how he likes because he has got the advantage of a 3 second gap. So further back in the field, as the leader Druger makes his way past Thurston's in the 64 and now sets up on the 17 of Hargraves to put them a lap down. O'Brien is a 0.84 of a second ahead of Ian Crawford in third place. So that battle has tamed right down. What will the lap traffic do to allow Crawford to catch back up potentially? Druger completes lap 13 as he heads through the infield and towards the start-finish line. Druger, your race leader, the Forbes driver, out in front. His gap has been reduced slightly, but it's still over 3 seconds. O'Brien with a 2.97 second gap from Capello, and Crawford is now 0.9 of a second behind O'Brien. So the leader heads to the white flag, Richard Druger. Great drive by him, untroubled since the drop of the Australian flag. He heads down the front straight. Now Capello on the back of the 17 cart of David Hargraves. Moves to the inside and completes the pass down the front straight. No real problem for Capello there. Crawford gets past Thurston. And now he, the man he's pursuing, O'Brien, gets past the 64 of Thurston as well. But your leader heads to the checkered flag, and Richard Druger takes out the Bob Hine Memorial for Clubman Heavy. Matthew Capello will come home in second. Third place will be Michael O'Brien. Ian Crawford home in fourth. Richard King, a good drive from him from the back of the field, will finish in fifth place. First of the Super Heavies home is in sixth position overall, and it is Peter O'Mealy. Peter O'Mealy takes the Bob Hine Memorial in Super Heavy, then Stuart Taylor, the final cut on the leader's lap. Further back, Hargraves, Thurston, and Hobden finishing laps down, with Rodney Peterson the only cart to withdraw from the event. Just a reminder that the raffle is on and tickets can be purchased from the canteen. Tickets are $2 each or $3 for $5 for a great chance to win that 24-inch TAC television.
Grenfell Bowling Club is a proud sponsor of the 2011 Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids.
Lotus coaches in Grenfell have been operating for over 50 years. Lotus provide local school bus service as well as local Sandlink services connecting to and from Sydney. They have 49 and 24 seat buses, also available for charter tours. For all your coach and bus needs with professional drivers, call Lotus Coaches on 6343 1797. Lotus Coaches, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club.
Bow Repairs have got you covered, stocking everything from tyres, wheel packages and batteries. They carry out wheel alignments and balances, so don't hesitate to call Bow Repairs Grenfell.
We're set for the Junior National Light Final. Midgets to the dummy grid, midgets to the dummy grid. Sportsman 125 Light to the rear of the dummy grid, please. Sportsman 125 Light to the rear of the dummy grid, please. Getting set for a start here. Brody Tilbrook will start on the pole here in Junior Nationals. Dominated the running so far this weekend. Jamie Lee Scorgi, great run from her in second position. Then Sarah Milmore, Andrew Voss, Jack Koenig, Tori Amos, Brody Duncan Lund, Brendan Shea, Joel Townsend, and it looks like James Croxton is not out on the circuit. Away and racing, and it is a good start for Tilbrook. Scorgi drops in behind, and Scorgi goes to the inside of Tilbrook to try and make the pass, and Scorgi makes the pass here in turn number two. So Jamie Lee Scorgi leading the way as they head round turn three and onto the back straight. Tilbrook has won everything so far this weekend, but now he has some work to do as Jamie Lee Scorgi has got the advantage. Tilbrook looks to the inside through the infield for the first time, and Tilbrook will take the lead back and lead lap number one. Tilbrook leads the way as they head through turn one and onto the front straight. His margin of lead after one lap, 0.099. Again, Scorgi and Tilbrook side by side. Into the S's now. And Tilbrook on the outside. Scorgi on the inside. They're side by side down the back straight as they work into turn number three. Tilbrook has the outside. Scorgi on the inside. Scorgi has the lead for the moment. Now side by side through the infield. And Tilbrook has the line and will lead lap number two. Tilbrook. Scorgi out in the dirt. That time was Jack Koenig, who's come up through the field. He started out of position five. Sarah Milmore drops down to fourth. Brody Duncan Lund is back there in fifth. Andrew Voss is sixth. Tori Amos is seventh. And then it's back to Brendan Shade in eighth. And James Croxton in ninth position. Joel Townsend is out there and is running in tenth currently. So Brody Tilbrook has managed to find himself out in front, and he's got a bit of breathing room now as Scorgi's running the ripple strips through the infield. That is going to mean that Jack Koenig is going to have an opportunity to close in on Scorgi and perhaps challenge for second position as Tilbrook is out to a 1 second advantage as he heads towards turn three. Jamie Lee Scorgi in second position still holds about a 0.4 of a second gap between second and third, Jack Koenig. So it's the two Canberra drivers followed by the Dubbo driver of Koenig. Then it's Duncan Lund from Canberra followed by Milmore. Scorgi off the circuit again, just running up onto the dirt over the ripple strips as she passed the start-finish line. The race leader, Tilbrook, out to 1.3 second advantage now as Scorgi is back there in second position, 0.939 of a second ahead of Jack Koenig. So Koenig just falling off the pace. Scorgi's last lap, a good one, a 35.4, but Tilbrook now running in the 35s. In fact, he just clicks over the start-finish line at 34.935. That's the fastest lap of the race by any driver so far as they complete one-third race distance. Tilbrook, Scorgi, Koenig, Duncan Lund, Milmore, Voss, Ames, Shea, Croxton and Townsend. Townsend about to go a lap down to your leader as Tilbrook goes around the outside of him as they enter into the infield section. They also go past Croxton in the P2 cart. So Croxton and Townsend changing positions on that last lap. A good battle further back in the field between Brody Duncan-Lund, Sarah Milmore and Andrew Voss as Milmore looks to the inside of Duncan-Lund. Oh, it looked like there might have been some contact into turn two. And Duncan-Lund has dropped down three positions now as he rejoins the racetrack behind Tori Amos, and quite a ways behind Tori Amos, in fact. So Tilbrook clicks off another lap, 34.889 that last time by. Tilbrook certainly almost half a second faster than Jamie Lee Scorgi at the moment. The battle for fourth position, Sarah Milmore has got some pressure being applied by Andrew Weiss and also Tori Amos. So Amos now working hard in the nine cart to try and find her way towards the podium. But there's a bit of ground to make up before they get to Jack Koenig, who is sitting on the third step of that podium now. Backmarker could play to be a factor in this fourth place battle as they come up onto the back of the 71 cart of Joel Townsend. It's the 14 cart of Milmore, the 15 cart of Voss, and then the 9 cart of Amos, as Voss again looks like he's trying to make a move up the inside into turn two. Has to back out of it. That allows Amos to have a run going into the S's towards the back straight. Oh, good news for that battle is they're going to catch the back marker. Oh, in fact, they caught him right in the braking zone. He pulled up a lot earlier than what they were expecting, and Sarah Milmore just absolutely careened into the back of him. Joel Townsend is spun off, and he was bogged on the ripple strip on the inside of turn three, so the positions didn't change that time, but it was a nervous moment as they just didn't expect the closing rate on Joel Townsend. So your leader heads back down across the start-finish line to complete 10 laps. Brody Tilbrook out in front from Jamie Lee Scorgi. Then it's Jack Koenig. Sarah Milmore still holding on to fourth place in the 14 cart. A gap back now to Andrew Voss with Tori Amos back there in sixth position. Brody Duncan-Lund, Brendan Shea, the final cart on the leader's lap. Four laps remaining now for your race leader.
There's one lap out on the board.
Tilbrook now completing lap number 12. Koenig. Oh, Jamie Lee Scorgi's had a moment off the track, and that has brought Jack Koenig up into second position. So where Scorgi filtered back in, she was 12 seconds left. As Tilbrook now. Tilbrook across the line. He has a huge advantage over the 59 of Jack Koenig.
It'll be two now, won't it?
Tilbrook, Koenig, Scorgi. Then this battle continues between Milmore, Voss and Amos. Lap number 13 goes in the book. Race leader, Brody Tilbrook, controlling this one at the front of the field quite comfortably. We've got a cart very slow on the circuit. I think that's the Croxton cart. As the leader closes in on him again, what will we see? The white flag is out this time by for your leader, who heads into the infield once again. Croxton works on the inside, Tilbrook on the outside, so he makes the pass to put him a second lap down now. As the white flag is out for Brody Tilbrook, the battle is for fourth place, although Scorgi is closing in on Koenig. So can the Dubbo driver hold on this last lap and maintain that second position? No doubt about who the winner will be at this stage. Scorgi looked down the inside going into turn two. Bit optimistic that move. now as the battle for fourth runs under the white flag. Milmore, Voss and Amos. Voss goes to the inside of Milmore and makes the pass. So a change for fourth as Brodie Tilbrook takes the win in the Bob High Memorial Festival of the Kids. Tilbrook takes the win in Junior National. As they come down, oh, Jamie Lee Scorgie makes the pass and takes out second position. Koenig's back to third. Now it's Andrew Voss who's in fourth position. Sarah Milmore runs the ripple strip going into the infield that time. So Andrew Voss will take the fourth place. Sarah Milmore in fifth. Tori Amos in sixth. Then it's Brodie Duncan Lund in seventh. Brendan Shea is in eighth position, the final card on the leader's lap. And then it's James Croxton, one lap down, in ninth position. So some great racing there in the Junior National Final. Midgets are up next, and then Sportsman 125 Light will be out on the track next. Sportsman 125 Light should be heading to the dummy grid, open performance to the rear of the dummy grid.
Grenfell Commodities are proud supporters of the Bob High Memorial. When it comes to selling your grain or buying a bag of feed, don't hesitate to call the team at Grenfell Commodities on 6343 2110. Oliver's Hardware and Building Supplies are a local friendly business selling all hardware and building materials. From a single nail or tech screw to gyprock timber and steel, Oliver's stock everything you need to build or renovate your projects. If it's not in stock, they can get it for you within days. They run a truck from Sydney daily. For all your building and hardware supplies, call Oliver's Hardware and Building Supplies in Grenfell. Brian Moroney Electrical Discounts in Young are a local family business, gladly servicing Young, Grenfell, Boorowa and Harden for nearly 30 years. Brian Moroney's is also a member of the Better Electrical Buying Group, which ensures you buy at the very best price on quality stock with reliable backup. Free delivery is assured with proper installation and removal of your old electrical appliances is always gladly carried out. Brian Moroney, Electrical Discounts in Young, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
So as the midgets head out onto the circuit now, Sportsman 125 Light to the dummy grid. Sportsman 125 Light to the dummy grid. Open performance to the rear of the dummy grid, please. Thomas Sargent, who has swept the day of the weekend so far in the 47 card, starts from the pole in the Tegra-sponsored entry. Lewis Hodgson sits back there in second position in the 30 card. Then it's Blair Gilmore in the 4. Cameron Skelton in the 75. Louise Taylor in the 29. Jaden Boulding in the 16. Josh Haynes in the 10. Taylor Harness in the 7. Taylor Chancellor in the 21. Then it's the P-platers, Elliot O'Brien and Valenzuela. Too fast for the start that time. So they're going to be asked to slow down once again. The midgets brought to you by Crutches IGA. We thank Crutches IGA for their support in the Bob High Memorial once again this year. They've been loyal supporters of the Grenfell Kart Club. So they come through the cutout. Interesting, the rookies and midgets both having a lot of trouble getting their pre-finals and finals slowed down enough for a start. They're racing this time. Sargent gets the jump off the pole. Hodgson finds up the inside of him, Blair Gilmore, who grabs second position and sits right on the back bumper. As further back, one car spinning off the circuit. I think that might be the 15P of Kobe Elliott, who'll rejoin a long way behind. Sargent in the 47, leading the way, but it's Blair Gilmore in the 4, who is closing in on him. Behind him, Hodgson, who had a very good run in that pre-final, earlier today, off the circuit. Cameron Skelton, oh, he's off the circuit again. Where will he join in? He manages to keep the kart straight. Louise Taylor in the 29 will make the pass on him going down the front straight, though. And Taylor, well, no, she couldn't complete the pass on Skelton there. So while Sargent leads the way, Elliott is off the circuit again. Kobe Elliott's having his share of dramas in the early going here in the midgets final. Sargent leading the way from the four card of Blair Gilmore. Then it's Lewis Hodgson. They've got a gap back now of over a second and a half to Cameron Skelton, who's had his share of moments already through this weekend. Louise Taylor is trying to make a move on the 10 card of Josh Haynes, who's jumped up through the running order, getting past Jaden Balding on that previous lap, as Taylor has dropped down quite markedly. So Taylor losing another couple of positions on that last lap. Sargent is your race leader. He's got plenty of pressure on his back bumper because Blair Gilmore is not letting him get away. Sargent, the Grenfell driver. Off the circuit again is the 7 car, Taylor Harness. So Taylor Harness trying to regain her position on the track. Taylor Chancellor now will have a big run on her as she looks to the inside of Taylor Harness. Race leader is still Sargent. Blair Gilmore in second, just dropping back about a cart length as they go into turn number 3 this time. Cameron Skillet still a long way back in fourth position as Hodgson is just sitting, waiting for his opportunity, I think, to catch back up onto these front two. Race leader finds himself with Gilmore looking and lurking up the inside. Sargent doesn't seem pressured by him at all, just maintaining his pace. Last lap by a 36.6 second lap for Sargent, a 36.63 for Gilmore, and for Lewis Hodgson, a 36.88. So Hodgson just starting to lose touch with Sargent and Gilmore in front. Skelton having a quiet drive back there in fourth position, and then we've got this battle between Josh Haynes and Louise Taylor as Taylor tries to make a move around the outside on the infield. So Josh Haynes and Louise Taylor having a great battle here as they head down the straight. Taylor goes to the inside. Can't outbreak Haynes as they go through into turn number 2. So one third of the race now completed as they work their way through the infield once again. Sargent leading from Gilmore and Hodgson, coming up onto the back marker of Kobe Elliott. Now Elliott has had some troubles throughout the day with keeping it on the blacktop. Hopefully the blue flags don't spook him this time. As Sargent, Gilmore, Hodgson, now Skelton goes through, he is 9 seconds off the lead already. Haynes, Taylor, Balding, Harness, Chancellor. And then it's back to O'Brien and Valenzuela, who's also going to go a lap down. Oh, Gilmore had troubles getting past Kobe Elliott, and now so is Hodgson. Valenzuela, I thought, held his line. I thought maybe Gilmore and Hodgson might have checked up there and tried to pass him off the racing line, but they stayed on the racing line. Now Valenzuela spins. So Valenzuela, he's had a few moments today. Oh, spinning round Josh Haynes off the circuit. So as we get to the 7 lap mark, the drivers are starting to get tired and having trouble as Kobe Elliott, he's had his off again, and that's allowed Valenzuela to make the move on him. Now Cameron Skillet's coming up on the back of those two back markers as Hodgson and Gilmore are battling it out for second, and this time spinning round, it looks like, unfortunately for the 75 of Skelton, that he gets past Valenzuela as Valenzuela was making a pass on Elliott, and Elliott spun once again. So your leader is Thomas Sargent. He's out to almost a 2 second advantage as he's really been able to use the lap traffic to his advantage. He's coming up on the back of another P-plater in Peter O'Brien. Hodgson ahead of Gilmore, but Gilmore has certainly got some pace. He's got a great run going down the front straight now, and Gilmore looks to make the pass but can't get past Hodgson going into turn number 2. And again, Sargent. Oh, he touches on the back of Peter O'Brien. And O'Brien is off the circuit now. Has he done any damage to his cart, Sargent? Because he contacted him with his left front wheel. And that could do damage when you make contact like that with another cart. Everything looks all right as he comes past the start-finish line and now will set up on Taylor Chancellor, the 21 cart. Makes the pass and puts Taylor Chancellor a lap down. We've seen some great racing here throughout the weekend in the midgets. And this race is certainly the same. Okay, back marker, Taylor Chancellor, as second place man. Lewis Hodgson gets through cleanly, doesn't allow Gilmore another opportunity. Hodgson grabbing second place again after the back markers were certainly a factor in their race. Sergeant through, lap number 11 down. Back then to Hodgson and Gilmore. They're the best battle on the circuit currently for position as Gilmore again looks up the inside but can't make the pass. So as the leader, he's on the back of another of the slower carts. I think that's the 10 of Josh Haynes. As three wide through the infield here. It's Taylor Harness now trying to lap Valenzuela and Elliott. Elliott past Valenzuela again. They've been having a very interesting battle off the circuit, Josh Haynes. So that means that the leaders didn't have any trouble getting past him to put him a lap down when he was off the circuit at the time. So Haynes now a lap down. Taylor Harness in the 7 cart, who will be the next of the lead lap carts to go a lap down. But before then, I think Valenzuela is holding up the 7 of Taylor Harness. So Harness will need to get past Valenzuela, otherwise she'll go a lap down even quicker than what she would normally. But still can't make the pass on Valenzuela. Valenzuela sideways in front of Taylor Harness, out of turn number 2. And here comes the race leaders. The blue flags are out. And he's got 2 back markers to try and contend with. 3 wide down the back straight. Taylor Harness trying to make the pass with the leader, Thomas Sargent. He's side by side. Now, this is bad news for the second place battle because Hodgson and also Gilmore have come up on a Taylor Harness and Valenzuela, and it looks like Gilmore has given a touch to Hodgson, and now Gilmore has just bumped Valenzuela right out of the way going into turn 2. He was frustrated there. He thought he was setting up a move for second place, and now Gilmore finds himself a long way down in third. As your leader, Thomas Sargent has picked through the traffic to effect what will be a very good win. He heads through the infield for the final time now. Cart number 47, Thomas Sargent, heads through to take the Bob High Memorial for the midgets. A good win there. Second place, Lewis Hodgson in a great strong drive to pick up second, making the most of the lap traffic. Blair Gilmore, well, he's going to come in very unhappy, I imagine, because he's back in third place after just having the run, the rough end of the pineapple when he was trying to make those passing moves. Cameron Skilton back there in fourth. Lewis Taylor is in fifth. Jaden Boulding comes across the line in sixth position. Taylor Harness, Josh Haynes, Taylor Chancellor, Peter O'Brien, Rios Valenzuela and Kobe Elliott all laps down. So some great racing by the midgets here in the Bob High Memorial. We look forward to seeing the Sportsman Light out there in a moment.
Gordon, Garland, Moffat are proud sponsors of the 2011 Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. The combined firm offers the expertise of a large number of lawyers operating at a high level in their areas of special interest. Call Gordon, Garland, Moffat today. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware stock everything from gardening supplies, nuts and bolts, all hardware and painting supplies, as well as a wide range of fishing and camping gear, along with electrical goods. Reeds can also take care of your key cutting requirements. Call in and see Reeds Thrifty Link Hardware today. The Caltex Servo, situated on the corner of the Midwestern Highway and Main Street, are proud to sponsor the Grenfell Car Club. Make sure you call in and see Steve and Trudy before you head home and fill up with all the essentials for the road trip home. The Caltex Service Station is a loyal supporter of the Grenfell Car Club.
Open performance to the dummy grid, please. Open performance to the dummy grid. Tag restricted to the rear of the dummy grid. Open performance to the dummy grid. Tag to the rear of the dummy grid. Getting set for the Sportsman Light final. Jackson Delamont, Brendan Scorgi, Mark Townsend, Ben Cooper, Ryan Galvin, Jade Cooper and Matthew Cooley is your starting order. So looking at this class, only the one Grenfell driver out there on the circuit, the Westlime cart of Ryan Galvin, cart number 8. He'll be starting out of position number 5. Now, he had dramas in the pre-final, which got him to the back of the field rather quickly. He'll be hoping to have a much cleaner start this time. We're in good formation. Jackson Delamont, the 48 card, starts from the pole. Brendan Scorgi on the outside of the front row in the 53. A very slow pace coming to the line. Scorgi goes a little bit wide as Delamont jumps on the gas, but Scorgi gets the run, and Scorgi leads them down the back straight for the first time. Here comes Delamont to the inside into turn 2, and Delamont makes the pass and retakes the lead. Scorgi right on the back of Delamont as they head into the S's. And now it's Ben Cooper who sits on the back of Scorgi once again, trying to grab second position. So Delamont in the 48 leads the way through the infield for the first time. Delamont in the 48 leading from the 53 of Brendan Scorgi. Then it's back to Ben Cooper in the 2, Mark Townsend in the 13, Galvin in the 8, Jade Cooper in the 84, and Cooley in the 92. Delamont out in front as now Cooper sets up on Scorgi as they head down the back straight. A little bit too far back to make a lunge under brakes, but Scorgi ran very wide through turn 3 that time, and that has allowed Cooper to close up a few more parts of a cart length. Across the start-finish line, the gap between second and third was 0.6 of a second. No, it wasn't. It was 0.6 of a second. 0.11 of a second. I'm looking at the wrong screen there. Scorgi and Cooper. 0.118 was the official gap at the start-finish line. And that was less than a quarter of a cart length. As Townsend looks up the inside of Cooper now, trying to make a pass. So Delamont's checking out whilst the battle for second continues on. Cooper, has he got a set up on the front straight this time? He moved to the inside but didn't try to outbreak Scorgi going into turn number 2. Delamont leads by 1 second. Scorgi has got less than 0.1 of a second gap between himself and Ben Cooper as they head into the infield once again. And Townsend now sits 0.2 of a second behind Cooper. So a great run here in a Sportsman 125 light as they head down the front straight once again into turn number 2. Delamont a 31.3. His best was one lap ago. It was a 31.19. As this time Cooper gets to the inside of Scorgi, here comes Townsend. Oh, 3 wide! Scorgi loses a nose cone. So that puts an end to his race. Scorgi now will have to pit as he has lost his nose cone, and that is disappointing as Townsend will get through past Scorgi now. Scorgi will let everyone through. He knows he has to come into the pit lane, so he's not going to affect anyone else's race. They were trying to go three wide through the infield there. And the 53 of Brendan Scorgi, unfortunately, will withdraw from the event. So Cooper up into second position. Cooper. Sal has Townsend behind him. Jade Cooper in fourth. Ryan Galvin in fifth. And Matthew Cooley is up to sixth position now as Jackson Delamont out to almost a 3 second lead at the front of the field. His last lap a 30.989, so he's really starting to push it as he has completed seven laps of this final here in the Bob Hine Memorial. Don't forget, the raffle is on, and a 24-inch TIAC LCD LED TV with a built-in DVD player, also USB recording, is up for grabs. An 8-gig iPod Touch along with a Nintendo Wii are all part of the prizes. Tickets available from the canteen, $2 each or $3 for $5. So the battle for second position now just reshaping itself out. Mark Townsend makes the move and takes second place. Ben Cooper back to third with Jade Cooper now closing right in on the back of this battle as Cooper will try again down through turn three, sets up on the outside. Will he move to the inside to try and outbreak him? Yes, he does. Gave Townsend a tap on the way into turn three, and that was enough for him to open up and make the pass. So it's Delamont, Townsend, Cooper. In fact, it's Delamont, Cooper, Townsend, Cooper. Galvin is back there, and then it's Cooley rounding out the runners here in the final of Sportsman 125 Light as they head down the back straight. Jackson Delamont out to a 5 second lead. The battle is for second. Ben Cooper has that advantage at the moment, but Mark Townsend is trying his best to close it up whilst all the time Jade Cooper is making a run. Now Ben Cooper loses a bit of time through the pit turns and into turn one. He opens the door and Townsend and Jade Cooper both drive through. So Ben Cooper has cost himself quite a bit of ground there. As it is, Mark Townsend back up to second position. Now Jade Cooper in third, and fourth place is Ben Cooper. So Mark Townsend with his biggest buffer between first and second place is 0.369 of a second as Townsend goes into turn two, loses a bit of ground into turn two that time, and that's allowed Jade Cooper to catch right up onto the back bumper. There's less than a cart length between second and third as they work into turn number three once again. Leader has completed 12 laps now. For your race leader, Jackson Delamont. Delamont leading by over 7 seconds. Townsend has a cart length advantage between himself and Jade Cooper, but Cooper has closed it in. So now it's Delamont. Delamont leads Jade Cooper to the inside of Mark Townsend. This will give Ben Cooper a run at him because Jade Cooper wasn't successful. And so Ben Cooper will have a run at Jade Cooper as they come down towards the white flag. White flag out this time by, as race leader is Jackson Delamont. Mark Townsend in second position. Jade Cooper withstanding the challenge from Ben Cooper as they come onto the front straight once again. So the final podium position up for grabs, but it looks like Jade Cooper has got himself enough of a buffer now that it won't be a problem. Race leader Jackson Delamont heads through the infield for the final time as he heads to the checkered flag, and Jackson Delamont takes out the Bob Hine Memorial for Sportsman 125 Light. Second position, Mark Townsend. Jade Cooper holds on for third. Ben Cooper in fourth. Ryan Galvin back there in fifth. And Matthew Cooley finishes out in sixth position. Brendan Scorgie, of course, having to withdraw after contact. Saw his nose cone fly off the cart. Jackson Delamont with the victory. The first of the two classes he's running here in the Bob Hine Memorial of 2011.
Grenfell Quality Meats are continued supporters of the Grenfell Car Club. Grenfell Quality Meats are proud suppliers of succulent steaks available from the canteen right across the weekend. Grenfell Quality Meats, proud supporters of the Grenfell Car Club. The Grenfell Car Club wishes to thank a number of supporters, including AJ and MP Ray Grain Merchants in Grenfell, CJ Anderson & Co. in Grenfell, Aston & Joyce Proprietary Limited. Check them out at www.astonandjoyce.com.au. Grenfell Post Shop, Bay to U Seafood in Batemans Bay, and David Knight Transports. Please support all the people that support the Grenfell Car Club to make your racing possible. Cowra Freight are again pleased to be associated with the Grenfell Car Club. Cowra Freight can service your freight needs to and from Grenfell. They also service Cowra, Young, Forbes, Parks, Dubbo and Sydney. If you have parcels or pallets, please contact Cowra Freight.
Tag restricted to the dummy grid, please. Tag restricted to the dummy grid. Senior National to the rear of the dummy grid. Senior National to the rear of the dummy grid. Sportsman in the book. So now it's time for open performance. Open performance. Open performance sees Gordon Wells on the pole in the stable karting. Ruiz Construction entry. Robert Harness out of position number 2 in the Apex Plumbing Corporation kart. Peter Beaton out of position 3. Jake Lambie out of 4. Steve Martin out of 5. Nick Clippam out of 6. Greg Williams out of position 7. Unfortunately, Jose Ruiz and Brett Staples won't be starting in the final. They're in good formation now. Wells and Harness to bring them to the green. Wells on the inside, Harness on the outside. They're green, and it looks like Peter Beaton is going to follow Wells through. No, into turn one, Beaton gets wide. Oh, puts Jake Lambie out into the dirt, going down the front straight. Lambie still out in the dirt and tries to break into turn two. Spins round. He's going to fall a long way behind. So for Jake Lambie in the two cart, he's got it all in front of him. He's like the boy with the barrow. Into turn number 3 now, and Gordon Wells leading by about 3 cart lengths already here on lap number 1. Robert Harness out there in second. Then it's back to Peter Beaton. Nick Clippam is up there in fourth spot, looks to the inside and takes third from Beaton. So Nick Clippam, after having a spin late in the pre-final, coming back through the field now, already up to third. Steve Martin is back there in fifth behind Beaton. There's a bit of a gap forming between Beaton and Martin, who's got Greg Williams right behind him, and Jake Lambie now just trying to play catch-up as they complete lap number 2. Wells, last lap, a 32.16. Harness, a 32.4. Clippam, a 32.37. Beaton dropping back into the clutches of Martin almost now. So Steve Martin in the 79 cart, that's the Yass Valley Earthworks cart, starting to close in and looking to make a move on the back of the Australian Hotel in Yass and JB Auto Electrical cart. Gordon Wells is out there leading it. Wells involved with that incident in heat number 3 yesterday, which saw Jose Ruiz flipping over the top of his cart. I spoke to Jose, or Pep as everyone knows him, during the lunch break, and he particularly wanted to thank the safety workers and officials here at the track. Also, everyone at the Grenfell Hospital, Cowra Hospital, who looked after him so well, and also the ambulance drivers that took him from Grenfell to Cowra yesterday afternoon, said they did a fantastic job looking after him, and he really appreciates everyone's, well, good thoughts and well wishes, as he is very sore and sorry today. But he said he wanted Gordo to do the job for him, and at the moment the 42 Ruse Constructions stable carding entry is at the front of the field and has a 0.287 second lead. So it's Wells Harness. Clipham is in third, and Clipham now starting to close in on Robert Harness. So Wells running wide into turn three. That provides a bit of an opening here for Robert Harness, who knows he's got the youngster in Nick Clipham. Nick Clipham in the stable carding entry, closing up now on the back as Wells finds Harness up the inside. Wells had been running wider and wider the last couple of laps into some of these corners, and it's wide enough now that Wells has got Harness making the pass, and Harness is your new race leader. So Harness now having to do some work to close up as Harness, Wells and Clipham. Tag restricted on the dummy grid, please. Tag restricted on the dummy grid. Senior National to the rear of the dummy grid. Robert Harness, your new race leader. Gordon Wells in the 42 cart, running in second. And now it's Nick Clipham. Clipham in third place. Beaten in fourth. Martin in fifth. Williams and Lambie round out the runners. Lambie, in fact, making the pass on Williams. So Lambie has picked up one spot after that spin in the early goings. Wells is back to the front as he makes the pass on Harness in turn three. Wells re-grabs the lead. Now here's Clipham's chance on Harness as they head into the S's and onto the back straight. Wells starting to really open up a gap. His last lap of 31.7, and that was including the pass on Harness. So Wells is really starting to find his rhythm and opens up a handy buffer at this stage of the race. So it's Wells, Harness, Clipham. Clipham, oh, thought about an inside move that time on Harness to try and grab second, but wasn't close enough to do so. Beaton's back there by himself with Martin also not under trouble. Lambie now trying to run and catch up onto the back of Martin now that he's completed the pass on Williams. So Clapham makes the move into turn number three on Harness. And it's a new pursuer of our race leader, Gordon Wells, the 34 of Nick Clipham. Clipham in a second position. He started off the back of the row of the grid. And so it's been a fantastic drive to get himself up into second position. And now he goes for the lead. Comes off turn number three. Looks at the inside. Now Wells has been running wide. He doesn't this time. He keeps it right on the ripple strip. Clipham sideways. Coming off turn four. And works through the infield now. Race leader is Gordon Wells. Completes lap number 11. Clipham back there in the 34 cart. Second place. Now Harness is going to have beaten right on his back bumper. So this is going to be a battle for third whilst the battle for the lead continues on. Gordon Wells down the back straight. Clipham behind him just couldn't quite find a passing move. They worked their way infield this time. It's still Wells who's running wider and wider, coming off the infield section, going into turn number one. What can Wells do to hold off the hard-charging Nick Clipham? Clipham, in the 34 cart, has now got himself a second buffer between Harness and Beaton. Beaton looking to the inside of Harness going into turn number four. Couldn't quite pull off the move. So as the leader, Gordon Wells heads across the start-finish line. 13 laps completed now. Two laps remaining. Gordon Wells leads the way from Nick Clipham. The Ruse Construction stable carding entry ahead of the stable carding entry. ahead of the Apex Plumbing. Cardiff have Robert Harness. White flag out this time by. White flag out for Gordon Wells. What can Nick Clipham do? Now, it was the late stages of the race. Nick Clipham was trying to make a move on Gordon Wells for the lead in the pre-final. The Clipham made the error and fell to the back of the field. He's side by side with Wells now as they head into turn three. Coming off onto the back straight. It's Wells leading Clipham. Clipham on the outside. Gives him a bump. Opens the door. But Wells slams it shut through the infield now for the final time. And it looks like Gordon Wells will take the win. Wells takes the win from Clipham. Harness next, then it's Beaton. Further back to Steve Martin, Jake Lambie and Greg Williams will round out this open performance final. Great driving there by Gordon Wells to take the victory here in a heat in the final of open performance of the Bob Hine Memorial. Great racing there. Up next, it's Tag Performance. Senior National should be at the rear of the dummy grid here as we get set for some more great racing. Don't forget to support the people who support karting in the Grenfell area. They're great sponsors like these.
Crutches IGA continue to support the Kart Club again in 2011. Crutches can supply you with all your grocery and liquor needs at competitive prices, with stores located in Grenfell, Tamora, Dubbo and Narandra. They have all your areas covered. So call in today to Crutches IGA. Tegra Australia, suppliers of concrete, sand, gravel and soil to the Southern Highlands, Southwest Slopes and the ACT, are proud supporters of the Grenfell Car Club. The Grenfell Car Club wishes to thank all their 2011 sponsors, including Crutches IGA, Gordon, Garland and Moffat, Brian Moroney Electrical Discounts, Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware, Grenfell Quality Meats, Caltex Service Station, and Tegra for their support of the 2011 Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Grenfell Bowling Club is a proud sponsor of the 2011 Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids.
Lotus coaches in Grenfell have been operating for over 50 years. Lotus provide local school bus service as well as local Soundlink services connecting to and from Sydney. They have 49 and 24 seat buses also available for charter tours. For all your coach and bus needs with professional drivers, call Lotus Coaches on 6343 1797. Lotus Coaches, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club.
Getting set for Tag Restricted. Scott Nielsen in the 12s on the pole. Andrew Fife in the 72 is on the outside of the front row. James Marquez in the 56. John McCabe in the 6. Brad Fisher in the 76. Greg Parker in the 58. Dale Parry in the 10. Sarah Kelly in the 14. The 41's Matthew Fisher. The 8 is Daniel Koenig. And then the 88 is Robert Miriller. We're underway. And it's Nielsen who gets the whole shot off the start. But watch for Fife as he heads down the front straight for the first time. Marquez looks to the inside of Fife, but has to fall into line as McCabe looks like he's made the move around the outside of Marquez to take that spot. Great driving here early in this Tag Restricted final. So as they work through the turn number four, as the cart's starting to sort themselves out, Darren Koenig, watch for the eight cart as he starts to march forward here. He's already picked up two spots on that lap. Nielsen is your race leader. He has a 1 second advantage over Andrew Fife, John McCabe. Then it's back to James Marquez, Brad Fisher, Greg Parker, Dale Parry, Matthew Fisher, then Darrell Koenig, Sarah Kelly and Robert Miller round out the runners. Oh, running up over the wheel, John McCabe. The wheel of John McCabe was Andrew Fife. So Fife is falling a long way down the order. He's going to fall back in just ahead of Sarah Kelly in ninth place. So John McCabe now up into second position as Andrew Fife just ran over. And oh, big crash down there in turn number two. The two carts just trying to unpin each other. One cart on top of the other down in turn two, but I'm not sure if that might be Matthew Fisher and Darrell Koenig. The leaders are heading down the yellow flags, going out as the carts are being dragged off the circuit. Yellow flags are out now. It's Matthew Fisher and Darren Koenig getting together, going down there into turn number two. Both drivers are up and about and out of their carts. Race leader still Scott Nielsen. He's out to a 3-second advantage over John McCabe. Brad Fisher is up into third position now with Greg Parker ahead of James Marquez and Dale Parry. Andrew Fife in seventh position, with 8th position Robert Miller and Sarah Kelly back there in 9th place. So Nielsen just having his share of difficulties here, getting his times just not matching what they were earlier. He's back out over 33 seconds, although with now a 2.5 second gap. Scott Nielsen probably just trying to pace himself, although he's come back with a 32.4 second lap after a couple of 33 second laps, so whatever was the problem, he sorted that out in the cart. John McCabe in second position now, then it's Brad Fisher in third. No pressure on those front three spots. In fact, Greg Parker is back there in the 58. He's got no pressure on him. So the closest battle is Andrew Fife closing in on Dale Parry in the 10 cart. In fact, Fife has now made that pass. So he's back up to fifth position. So as the leader heads down into the infield once again, no problems for Scott Nielsen. Your race leader clicks off lap number 7. So he's just over half race distance now. McCabe still in second. He's now got a 4 second deficit between Nielsen and McCabe. Fisher back there in third. Then it's Parker in fourth. Fife in sixth. Fife is 2.8 seconds behind Parker. It'll be interesting to see how quickly he can gather it up. Well, he's not going to gather it up too quickly if he continues to run off the track. He's got his rear wheels out onto the dirt going through turn two, and that will cost Fife some time. Leader heads down through turn two, still 4 seconds ahead of John McCabe in second position. Brad Fisher, then Greg Parker, Andrew Fife. The race leader clicks off another lap now. His last lap was a 32.2, so that's with his best. This time a 32.6. He's got no pressure on him from McCabe. Brad Fisher back there in third position is a 33.531, his last lap for Brad Fisher. So he's not closing at all on John McCabe in second place. Fife is now down to a 1.2 second gap on Greg Parker for fourth position, and that gap is noticeably closing as they head onto the back straight. So this is the only battle we'll see on the circuit now as the leader completes 10 laps. Leader 10 laps down on his 11th lap now. Leader heading through the back straight as this battle for fourth continues on. Now Fife is within half a second. He's within a cart length as they head towards turn three. 11 laps completed by the leader now. Fife getting past the back marker of Sarah Kelly, Marquez, Fisher and also Koenig, all off the circuit. And here comes Fife. So Fife for fourth place as he sets up a move, heading down the front straight once again. Can he make the pass going into turn two? No, he has to stay in line. Now tries to range up on Parker. Oh, and Fife spins! five spins going into the S's that time, trying to set up a move on Greg Parker going into the S's. Leader has completed 12 laps. He's on lap 13. Leader now with two laps remaining. Fife has fallen back now to 6 seconds behind. Race leader is on lap 13. He heads on to some more traffic there, getting past Miller. Miller finds the leader ranging up on the inside of him, but Scott Nielsen untroubled in this tag-restricted class. He's got a handy lead of over 5.5 seconds and comes to the white flag now. Now, McCabe in second position, just coming up onto the back of the 14 car to Sarah Kelly to put her a lap down. Brad Fisher runs in third as the leader heads down the back straight for the final time, through turn four and towards the infield as he completes the run. Scott Nielsen comes up and takes the win. Nielsen takes the victory in the Bob Heim Memorial for Tag Restricted Pro. John McCabe comes home in second. Brad Fisher is in third place. Greg Parker in fourth. Then it's Andrew Fife in fifth position with Dale Parry in sixth. Robert Miller and Sarah Kelly both laps down. Good racing here in Tag Restricted Pro. Scott Nielsen, the Bob Heim Memorial winner of the class here in 2011.
Bow Repairs have got you covered, stocking everything from tyres, wheel packages and batteries. They carry out wheel alignments and balances, so don't hesitate to call Bow Repairs Grenfell. Grenfell Commodities are proud supporters of the Bob Heim Memorial. When it comes to selling your grain or buying a bag of feed, don't hesitate to call the team at Grenfell Commodities on 6343 2110. Oliver's Hardware and Building Supplies are a local friendly business selling all hardware and building materials. From a single nail or tech screw to gyprock timber and steel, Oliver's stock everything you need to build or renovate your projects. If it's not in stock, they can get it for you within days. They run a truck from Sydney daily. For all your building and hardware supplies, call Oliver's Hardware and Building Supplies in Grenfell. Brian Moroney Electrical Discounts in Young are a local family business, gladly servicing Young, Grenfell, Boorowa and Harden for nearly 30 years. Brian Moroney's is also a member of the Better Electrical Buying Group, which ensures you buy at the very best price on quality stock with reliable backup. Free delivery is assured with proper installation and removal of your old electrical appliances is always gladly carried out. Brian Moroney, Electrical Discounts in Young, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Senior National Light out on the circuit now. Sportsman 125 Heavy to the dummy grid. Sportsman 125 Heavy to the dummy grid. Clubman Light to the rear of the dummy grid. Clubman Light to the rear of the dummy grid, please. Sportsman 125 Heavy to the dummy grid. Sportsman 125 Heavy to the dummy grid. Clubman Light to the rear of the dummy grid. Clubman Light to the rear of the dummy grid. Senior National out on the circuit now. Brent Logan is on the pole. Monique Milmore shown as position two. Brad Roberts shown as position three. So as they get set for a start here, no, one lap away from a start in this senior national, they've Just trying to get a starter out to Jenny Taylor to try and get her fired up. And you can see some of the damage to the Koenig card as he come back in, holding onto a stub axle that's ripped off the front end of that cart. In fact, it's broken off the chassis as well, where the kingpin mounts. So a fairly substantial incident there. So still a lap or so away from a start here. So Brent Logan on the pole. Monique Milmore out of position number 2. Brad Roberts out of position number 4. Once Jenny Taylor gets up and running, she should be in position 3. So he gets set for a start here in the Senior National Final of the Bob Heim Memorial. Don't forget, get your tickets to the raffle now. The 24-inch TAC, the 8-gig iPod and the Nintendo Wii, all up for grabs. $2 a ticket or 3 for $5, and they're available from the canteen right now. So Sportsman 125 Heavy on the dummy grid, please. Sportsman 125 Heavy on the dummy grid. Getting set for a start in the Nationals. Away and racing. Logan gets the jump on the outside of the front row. Monique Milmore with a good start up into second position. But now Jenny Taylor looks to the inside. Can't complete the pass as Logan is checking out at the front of the field. Race leader heads into the infield for the first time. Working his way through the infield is Brent Logan, who's already opened up a huge advantage on lap number 1. That gap back to Monique Milmore is 1.6 seconds. It's a huge advantage. Jenny Taylor sits in third position, trying to make the pass on Milmore. Milmore holding a line as they go into the S's and into turn number 3 onto the back straight. Oh, a touch there. Further back, Bradley Roberts gets tapped by Derek Milmore. Now, in this event, in the pre-final for the Senior Nationals, it was, in fact, Jenny Taylor and Bradley Roberts who came together, causing both of them to go off the circuit and not finish the pre-final. So for Taylor and Roberts, they're going to have to play it very, very cool. Roberts to the inside of Milmore again, still can't complete the pass. They were spoken to by the clerk of the course following that event in Senior National Light. So Milmore leading the way in the battle for second, because Brent Logan now, after just 2 laps, was 3.2 seconds ahead of the field and now leads by even further. Brent Logan in 15 leads the way. Second place, Monique Milmore, 4.5 seconds, over 4.5 seconds back, as Jenny Taylor looks to make the pass and does through in turn 2. So Jenny Taylor now makes the move as further back. John Horsburgh makes the move up the inside of Bradley Roberts. So Horsburgh, who's the first of the National Super Heavies, working his way up into fourth place overall. Monique Milmore's back to third as Jenny Taylor's up to second. And now Horsburgh trying to make a move on Milmore. So Logan, let's see if his gap is reduced now that Taylor is having a clean track in front of him. It's 5.8 seconds that time by. So Brent Logan should look fairly comfortable out in front with this sort of lead already on lap number 4. Horsburgh is trying to make the move on Milmore with Roberts right behind him. Then it's Lachlan Schneider. Now Schneider has been a very good P-plater, working his way up through the field, but has had, a few spins and late incidents, which has really cost him badly in his finishing position. But it's now for a trophy, this race, and hopefully he can keep it all together. He's right on the back of the 61, the super heavy of John Horsburgh, Lachlan Schneider. He looks to the inside to try and make a move going into turn 2. Can't quite pull it off. Bradley Roberts is back in front of Horsburgh now, as he is trying to make a move on Monique Milmore. As Milmore just makes an adjustment on the carburetor, trying to get the tune to get that cart to run better, as she sees how far she's fallen off the back of Jenny Taylor in the last few laps. So Bradley Roberts will be looking to set up a move going into turn one. They almost touch. Roberts' hand came off the wheel that time, as I'm not sure if there was any contact, but he certainly was very close to it. Horsburgh still holding off the charge from Snyder, as your race leader is out to a 7-second advantage at the front of the field. Brent Logan dominating this race. Here comes Roberts up the inside of Milmore. Still Milmore holding off and maintaining that third position. Off the circuit, now Snyder dropping two spots now, as he's off the circuit again trying to make the move on John Horsburgh. Horsburgh, the first of the super heavies. Derek Milmore, Lawrence Duran is the next of the super heavies back in seventh position. Now Snyder's in eighth, Selms is in ninth, and Abbott is in 10th position. All 10 runners still out there on the circuit as we've completed half race distance. 8 laps in the book now, 7 laps remaining. Logan is your race leader. Then it's Taylor. Monique Milmore still holding off the charge of Bradley Roberts. Race leader heads down the back straight. He starts to play with his carburetor to try and get some more performance out of it, but he's running 36.1s. He's a half a second faster than Jenny Taylor, who currently runs in second position. Monique Milmore still trying to hold off Brad Roberts. Roberts just can't find a place to make a move. Now he makes the lunge, going through the infield, and will take third. So Brad Roberts is up to third. Fourth, Monique Milmore. Then it's back to the first of the super heavies in John Horsburgh, who runs in fifth place overall. So Brent Logan out to an 8-second lead, over 8 seconds to Jenny Taylor. Leader is heading across the start-finish line as second-place Taylor heads to the infield. Now it's Bradley Roberts. So Roberts will have an opportunity here with clean track ahead of him to try and close in on Taylor. The gap on lap 10 is 3.5 seconds. His last lap was identical in time to Jenny Taylor. So a 3.5 second gap to try and grab second position now will be an interesting one. Logan is the race leader in car 15. He heads across the line to complete lap number 11. Leader is on lap number 12. As he heads into the S's once again. Brent Logan, Jenny Taylor, Bradley Roberts down at 3.6 seconds still. In fact, he lost a tenth of a second on that lap, so Roberts is not closing in on second place Jenny Taylor. Logan is the leader. He completes lap number 12. The leader has just completed lap number 12. Jenny Taylor sits in second. Roberts in third. Monique Milmore in fourth place. John Horsburgh sits back there in fifth. Now, Lachlan Snyder has got past Derek Milmore. Is back up into sixth place. But your leader now completes lap number 13. Logan in good position as he heads down the back straight. Well out in front. His lead maintaining it at 9 seconds. Brad Roberts closed up marginally. He's done a 36 even on that lap. So as the leader will head round towards the white flag, Causeborough's trying to make a move on Monique Milmore for fourth position. It's the 37 and the 61 battling it out now as Horsburgh looks to make the move down the back straight. Not close enough to do so. White flag is out. Brent Logan well in front. That gap 9.5 seconds now between first and second position. Back there in third is still Brad Roberts. He's got the gap down to 2.8 seconds. But would have to have a barnstorming lap to be able to catch Jenny Taylor before the end. Because Brent Logan is taking out the final in Senior National in the Bob Heim Memorial. Jenny Taylor comes through now in second position. Third place, Bradley Roberts. Fourth place is Monique Milmore, with fifth place going to John Horsburgh. Lachlan Schneider is in sixth. Derek Milmore in seventh. Lawrence Duran in eighth. Peter Selms in ninth position. And Graham Abbott will round out the runners in tenth position. Some great racing there by Senior National here in their final, the Bob Heine Memorial.
Gordon, Garland, Moffat are proud of the 2011 Bob Heine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. The combined firm offers the expertise of a large number of lawyers operating at a high level in their areas of special interest. Call Gordon, Garland, Moffat today. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware stock everything from gardening supplies, nuts and bolts, all hardware and painting supplies, as well as a wide range of fishing and camping gear, along with electrical goods. Reed's can also take care of your key cutting requirements. Call in and see Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware today. The Caltex Servo, situated on the corner of the Midwestern Highway and Main Street, are proud to sponsor the Grenfell Car Club. Make sure you call in and see Steve and Trudy before you head home and fill up with all the essentials for the road trip home. The Caltex Service Station is a loyal supporter of the Grenfell Car Club. Grenfell Quality Meats are continued supporters of the Grenfell Car Club. Grenfell Quality Meats are proud suppliers of succulent steaks available from the canteen right across the weekend. Grenfell Quality Meats, proud supporters of the Grenfell Car Club.
Sportsman 125 Heavy is out on the circuit. Clubman Light to the dummy grid. Clubman Light to the dummy grid. Sportsman 125 Super Heavy to the rear of the dummy grid. Sportsman 125 Super Heavy to the rear of the dummy grid. Andrew Cummings will start from the pole. Nick Cummings will start out of position number 2. Stephen Hampson starts out of position number 3. Aidan Cummings starts out of position 4. Chris Gillette in 5. Jack Turnbull in position 6, Brett Staples in position 7, and Barry Laver is in position number 8. So the two West Lyme carts sitting on the front row. It's Andrew Cummins and Nick Cummins. In good formation now, waiting for a start. Andrew Cummins and Nick Cummins bring them to the starter. Oh, no start this time. So, well, not Andrew and Nick were just arguing over whose fault that was they didn't go green. They're going to go around the cutout here. Now they've got one cart. That's Aidan Cummins with his hands in the air. He's in the right position, though. So now Nick Cummins, sitting right back, comes up through the infield part as they get ready to go racing. Data likes it this time as Nick Cummins on the outside gets the jump. So does Aidan Cummings over Hampson. So the outside row getting the run here as they, oh, run up over the back of each other. That's Aidan Cummings and Nick Cummings that have crashed into each other. That leaves Hampson up into second position. So Aidan Cummings has got away first. It's Andrew Cummings. So it might have been Andrew Cummings and Aidan Cummings that have come together there. An interesting start to the Sportsman 125 heavy final. Aidan Cummings definitely involved in that one along with Andrew Cummings. So Andrew Cummings, who started on the pole, has got a lot of work to do to get back up onto the podium. Nick Cummings now leads the race by 1 second over Stephen Hansen, who had to avoid the shenanigans. Now, interestingly, Hansen has got a video camera on his cart. It'll be interesting to see what his view might have been of that incident. As Hansen in second position. Now, Gillette makes the pass on Jack Turnbull to secure third place. Staples is up to fifth. Laver is in sixth. And then it's Aidan Cummings in the sixth cart and Andrew Cummings in the 58 cart who sit back there at the tail end of the field. So, Hampson still a second back on Nick Cummings. As I mentioned in the pre-final, Hampson in the go-hosting cart had a fairly big crash at Canberra at their June meeting and bent the chassis of that cart. He's been straightening the chassis all weekend, but it's still not handling to his liking. But he's up in second place now, and he's within a second of the leader. He's 0.6 of a second back from Nick Cummings as Chris Gillette now runs in third. So the top four was going into the start of this race were Orange Kart Club drivers, three of the top four, I should say, all sponsored by Westline. Aidan Cummings has got past Barry Laver now, but there's only the one Westline kart on the podium at the moment, and that is the four kart of Nick Cummins. Hampson closing right in on the back of Cummings as they came out of turn number four. So Hampson now finding this kart set up to his liking. It's 0.3 of a second, which was about a kart length as they went across the start-finish line. They work their way into the S's once again, and Hampson works his way along the back straight, looking to find an opportunity to make a pass on Nick Cummings in the lead. They work nose to tail now, as the battle at the front is an interesting one, but Aidan Cummings is up on the back of Jack Turnbull in a battle for fourth position, and Aidan Cummings trying to make a move to get himself within sight of the podium. Turnbull just gets a little bit sideways. Coming off turn one, Aidan Cummings up the inside and makes the move for fourth place. So Aidan Cummings now in fourth. Looks like Andrew Cummings has just made the move on the four card of the 41 card, I should say, of Brett Staples. So that means Andrew Cummings is up there. No, contact. And this time Turnbull has had contact with Andrew Cummings. That opened the door and allowed Brett Staples through as well as they went through turn number four. It's been a fairly physical race so far here in the Sportsman 125 heavy final. Leader is still Nick Cummings, but it's Stephen Hampson who is keeping the pressure on him. Nick Cummings in the four cart, leading the way. The gap this time across the line, 0.16 of a second, as Stephen Hampson keeping the pressure on, looking to the inside of Nick Cummings, going into turn number two, not making a full-blown pass at this stage. Through the S's now at the gap is a cart length. Down the back straight it's maintained, but then Hampson seems to be able to break a lot later into turn number four, and that allows him to catch right back up onto the back bumper. Through the S's, it's a cart length across the start finish line. That gap opened up slightly. It's out to 0.3 of a second. So Andrew Cummins has made the pass on Aidan Cummins now, and they're both setting their sights on closing in on the 44 card of Chris Gillette, who runs in third place currently. They're 3.3 seconds behind Chris Gillette as they head onto the back straight. The leaders are through the infield, and Nick Cummings in the four card leads the way. Stephen Hampson in the 38, running in second position. His last lap at 31.95. Nick Cummings in the lead of 31.94. So both those front runners very similar on time, as Andrew Cummins still 3 seconds back on Chris Gillette for that final podium spot. 10 laps in the book. Lap 11 now completed. Nick Cummins just holding on to his advantage as Hampson perhaps just biding his time, trying to set up Cummins for a late race move. Turnbull is now putting the pressure on the 41 card of Brett Staples as Turnbull looks to the inside of Staples and makes the pass going into turn number two. Nick Cummins, the race leader, with 12 laps now completed. Race leader. Leader heads down to two laps remaining as he heads through the infield once again. Nick Cummins still leading Stephen Hampson, but Hampson falling further back. The gap is a half a second. Gillette, who had a 3 second gap 2 laps ago over Andrew Cummins, is now finding that gap down to 1.5 seconds. So could Andrew Cummins make a battle for a final podium spot with a lap and a half remaining? The white flag in the hands of the starter now as Nick Cummins heads through the infield to start the final lap. Cummins from Hampson. Back then to Gillette, who's starting to get very scrappy through the infield. His gap is down to 1 second now. Half a second taken off Gillette's advantage in third position. Nick Cummins heads into turn number three. Hampson trying to close him up, but as they come through the infield for the final time, Nick Cummins in cart number four, the orange cart, Westline driver, takes the victory. Hampson from Canberra home in second in the go hosting cart. Then it's back to Chris Gillette through in third before it's back to Andrew Cummins. Aidan Cummins in fifth. Then it's sixth place, Jack Turnbull in another of the Ruse Constructions entries. Behind him, Brett Staples and Barry Laver rounds out an interesting Sportsman 125 heavy final. Up next, it's Cobman Light. Then the final of the afternoon, the Sportsman 125 Super Heavy.
The Grenfell Car Club wishes to thank a number of supporters, including AJ and MP Ray Grain Merchants in Grenfell, CJ Anderson & Co. in Grenfell, Aston and Joyce Proprietary Limited. Check them out at www.astonandjoyce.com.au. Grenfell Post Shop, Bay to You Seafood in Batemans Bay, and David Knight Transports. Please support all the people that support the Grenfell Car Club to make your racing possible. Cowra Freight are again pleased to be associated with the Grenfell Car Club. Cowra Freight can service your freight needs to and from Grenfell. They also service Cowra, Young, Forbes, Parks, Dubbo and Sydney. If you have parcels or pallets, please contact Cowra Freight. Crutches IGA continue to support the Kart Club again in 2011. Crutches can supply you with all your grocery and liquor needs at competitive prices, with stores located in Grenfell, Tamora, Dubbo and Narandra. They have all your areas covered. So call in today to Crutches IGA. Tegra Australia, suppliers of concrete, sand, gravel and soil to the Southern Highlands, Southwest Slopes and the ACT, are proud supporters of the Grenfell Car Club. The Grenfell Car Club wishes to thank all their 2011 sponsors, including Crutches IGA, Gordon, Garland and Moffat, Brian Moroney Electrical Discounts, Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware, Grenfell Quality Meats, Caltex Service Station, and Tegra for their support of the 2011 Bob Heim Memorial and Festival of the Kids. The Grenfell Kart Club wishes to thank all their 2011 sponsors, including Crutches IGA, Gordon, Garland and Moffat, Brian Moroney Electrical Discounts, Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware, Grenfell Quality Meats, Caltex Service Station and Tegra for their support of the 2011 Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids.
Clubman Light about to get underway. Jackson Delamont on the pole. Mitchell Crook makes the move into second place. Gattenby, Price, Meadows, Stibbard, Thompson and Thornhill. All single file now as they work their way through into the S's and through turn number three. Onto the back straight, Crook having a look at Delamont here as they head down that back straight into turn four. And Delamont holds his line and holds his nerve. Sportsman Super Heavy to the dummy grid. Sportsman Super Heavy to the dummy grid. As Delamont opens up his advantage now, heading down the front straight. It's Crook, Gattenby, Price, Stibbard, Meadows, Thompson and Thornhill. All single file. No one battling for position currently. The gap's ranging from 0.2 of a second to 0.5 of a second. So all reasonably evenly spaced right around the circuit. Drivers in the Common Light Final. From Canberra, your race leader, Jackson Delamont. Mitchell Crook from Combined Districts, based out there at Lithgow. Then it's the Sapphire Coast in Mitchell Gattenby. Grenfell's Brenton Price in fourth position. James Stibbard from Forbes sits up there in fifth place. Then it's the Sydney Car Club. Driver of David Meadows back there in six with George Thompson from Grenfell along with Benjamin Thornhill running in seventh and eighth place. Delamont controlling this race out there in front. Opening up his gap by 0.2 of a second on that last lap. It is 32.334. Delamont, your race leader in the Mad Harry Steel Cart. Behind Delamont is Crook. Gattenby still holding on to third. Brenton Price a ways back in the eight cart, running in fourth position. Then it's back to Stibbard, who's got Meadows right on his back bumper. So that's probably the only real battle for position we've got going at the moment. As the leaders head down the front straight, Crook and Gattenby within a cart length of each other. They work their way down the back straight. Delamont through to the infield. It's Delamont leading the way in cart number four. Across the start finish line, Crook is in second position behind Gattenby. Price still holding off the challenges from behind with Stibbard and Meadows nose to tail. Race leader Jackson Delamont into turn four once again, leading by over a second now. The battle for second starting to hot up with Crook and Gattenby nose to tail now within a cart length. Gattenby pushing hard but just can't quite make the pass going into turn number two. They work their way onto the back straight as they work into the pit into the turn number four. Delamont is the leader. Crook, Gattenby into third position, can't find a way past. They work their way down into turn number two, but Crook and Gattenby still well under control. Delamont into turn number four once again, leading. He's coming up onto the back of Benjamin Thornhill. Working through the infield now. The blue flags are out as the leader will try to make the move going down the back straight on Benjamin Thornhill. Can't quite pull it off there, so he'll have to wait till they get through turn two. And now Delamont just gets balked slightly, But not a real problem for Delamont at the moment as he works down the back straight. He's still got a handy buffer of over 2 seconds as now Mitchell Croke is pulled well away from Mitchell Gattenby in third position. So, Thornhill spins off the circuit as he was just being passed by Croke. Gattenby gets a clean run through, and now he keeps the car running, and Benjamin Thornhill will fall back even further on the circuit. A number of carts getting past him. He falls back in line just ahead of George Thompson as he picks up speed once again. So, Jackson Delamont, the leader here in heat number in the final of the Bob Hine Memorial for Clubman Light. Race leader across the line, his gap to second place is 2.5 seconds. Gattenby and Brendan Price trying to close in. They've got a 0.8 of a second gap between second and third and third and fourth as the leaders head down the back straight. The 88 card of Thompson makes the pass now on Thornhill. So now Thornhill a lap down to the field. Five laps remaining here as the leader. In fact, four laps remaining this time by as the leader goes across the start-finish line. Leader on lap number 12. Croke and Gattenby still can't get enough speed out of their carts to match it with Delamont. But now, Price is making a move. He's closing in on Mitchell Gattenby as Gattenby slowing. So, Price now trying to grab that final podium position. Gattenby running a little bit wide, going past the start-finish line. What can Price do now? Brendan Price from Grenfell trying to get onto the podium as he makes the look up the inside, going into turn number two. They head towards the S's. Gattenby from the Sapphire Coast. He'd love to take a trophy back to the coast, but Grenfell wants to hold on to him here, and Brendan Price working hard up the infield now. Leader completes lap number 13. As Croke from Lithgow, then it's back to Gattenby. Price in fourth position still, just that 0.3 of a second behind. He's within a cart length. Also a good battle going on between Stibbard and Meadows. Meadows to the inside of Stibbard into turn two, and he makes the pass. So Stibbard now up, drop down to sixth position as Meadows takes fifth. Delamont gets the white flag, so Price has got one lap left to grab a podium spot. Gattenby works through, nice smooth line onto the front straight. Price can't make a move going into turn number two. There is a back marker that could be a factor in this battle for third as Jackson Delamont is heading into the infield for the final time. What will the battle for third come out with Gattenby and Price? Delamont takes the victory and the win in the Bob Hine Memorial for Clubman. Second place goes to Croke. At the line, it's Gattenby ahead of Price by 0.1 of a second. Meadows will come through in fifth position. And then it's Stibbard with Thompson rounding out the carts on the leader's lap in seventh place with Thornhill one lap down in. In fact, Thornhill going two laps down at the end of the run. So great driving there from Jackson Delamont here in the final of the Clubman Light. The Sportsman 125 Super Heavy Final is our final for the afternoon. Just a reminder, tickets on sale. You're getting close to your last chance to buy raffle tickets. Make sure you get in there. There's some great prizes up for grab, including that 24-inch TAC LED TV with a built-in DVD player. Also, you can record straight to a USB from it. Works on both 12 volts and 240 volts, so you can keep it in the house, cart trailer or caravan. It'll be the perfect thing for when you're out and about with the V8s on at the racetrack. Your 8 gig iPod Touch, it includes features such as FaceTime, which brings video calling to the iPod Touch. So now you can see your friends and talk to them. It's got retina displays making everything you see and do on it look even more incredible. HD video recording lets you record, edit and share stunning HD videos and even better gaming features. It even stores and plays music, the 8GB iPod Touch, along with the Nintendo Wii. It includes a console, controller, the Mario Kart game and steering wheel. You and the kids can enjoy hours of fun playing the next best thing to real karting. Tickets are $2 each or $3 for $5, and they're right now available at the canteen. They'll be drawing the prize at the presentation this afternoon. So, final class out on the circuit now. It's Sportsman Super Heavy. There's the 33 of Warren Hall not going out in this heat. He's withdrawn from the final. Leaves Bruce Otter on the pole, Peter Beaton out of position number 2, Michael Hannaford in the 31 card out of 3, Greg Williams out of 4 in the 15. The 96 is Jason Bors, the 51 is Ian McPhee, the 17 is Paul Grigg, Eddie Ruiz, he was ruining a DNF in the pre-final, and Nicholas Budworth in the 16. We're away and racing, and Eddie Ruiz at the back of the field now starts to work his way forward as Otter takes the lead. Budworth up the inside now of Paul Grigg. Eddie Ruiz trying to make the move on Grigg as well as Otter leads the way. Beaton and Hannaford trying to keep on his back bumper. Into turn number 4, and Otter is your race leader. Beaton is in second position with Hannaford and Williams. Then it's back to Budworth, who's got past Grigg now. Ruiz trying to make a move up onto the back of Bors. In fact, it's Budworth now into fifth position because he's made the pass on Jason Bors. The race leader is still Bruce Otter as Greg Williams goes round the outside of Hannaford into turn number 3. Great move there by Greg Williams, who finds himself on the podium in the 31 cart. Lap number 2, and it is Otter who leads the way by 0.8 of a second as he comes across the line. In fact, it's better than that. It's 1.4 of a lead. Greg Williams back there, further back by 1.3, ahead of Hannaford, who's now got Nicholas Budworth right on his back bumper. Eddie Ruiz has passed Bors now and looks to keep Budworth in his sights, but he's got a 2.5-second disadvantage to make up before he starts to battle it out for a podium position. Williams, Hannaford, and now Budworth all concertinaing together as Williams just loses the front end going into the start-finish straight. And Ian McPhee withdraws from the event. His hands up and he makes the turn into the pit road. So now it's Bruce Otter well out in front. Over 2 seconds his advantage at the front of the field. Peter Beaton leading the way in second position. Then it's back to third, Greg Williams. Hannaford still fighting on there with Budworth behind him. Ruiz just making his move up through the field. He's back, well, almost 3 seconds back off Budworth now. So his lap time's 33.8, still faster than Budworth, as he tries to close in onto that battle for the podium. Because Otter is well out in front. He's over 3 seconds in the lead at the front of the field, Bruce Otter. As Peter Beaton leading the way. Now Williams just gets a bit squirrely going through turn 1. 3 wide down the front straight. And Williams loses 2 spots to Hannaford and to Budworth. He tried to fight back on Budworth coming out of turn 2, but got a wheel in the dirt, and that's cost him more time. The man that really helps, though, is Eddie Ruiz. Ruiz now trying to close in as he works his way through turn 4, and he'll see the battle ahead of him and trying to be closing up, knowing that there's a podium spot still up for grabs here. Budworth sits on the back of Hannaford. Hannaford gets sideways. So that will give Budworth the chance to go up the inside. And Budworth takes third position. Bloodworth now up into third, then it's back to Hannaford, and then behind him it's Greg Williams. So Williams now with it all to do as Eddie Ruiz trying to close up that gap. Behind him is Fours, then it's Paul Grigg, and that is the final runner on the circuit. So as the leader, Bruce Otter heads through into turn number three. He's put Paul Grigg one lap down already. On lap number eight, so the leader well over half race distance now. It's Bruce Otter leading the way from Peter Beaton. Now, Beaton will know that Nicholas Bloodworth is behind him. That gap across the line this time is between second and third is 3.8 seconds. And we've still got plenty of time in this race, so Bloodworth might be thinking he can grab another spot on the podium. Bloodworth has got the back marker of Paul Grigg to contend with here as he heads down the back straight. The leader is 5 seconds out in front, and that is Bruce Otter, who clips off lap number nine. Peter Beaton is back there in that Australia Hotel in Yaskart. Across the line, Greg Williams, 3 seconds back behind Beaton now. And then it's Williams diving up the inside of Grigg. So Williams getting back ahead of Hannaford. And Eddie Ruiz, 5 seconds now behind Hannaford. So he's falling off the pace here in the latter stages of this race. Two-thirds of the race is completed by Bruce Otter now. As Otter heads down into turn two, Beaton just gets onto the start-finish straight. The gap between Beaton and Bloodworth, it's opened back up again to 3 seconds. So it looks like Beaton will hold on to second, assuming he doesn't put a wheel wrong between now and the finish of the race. Otter with 11 laps completed. Otter completing lap 11. Here's Beaton now. Beaton 6.5 seconds back. Bloodworth 3 seconds back. So he's making no impression. Their lap times within a tenth of each other. Eddie Ruiz sideways heading through turn number one. So his card handling falling away quite appreciably here late in the race. The leader heads into across the start-finish line once again. 12 laps down. Otter to complete lap 13 this time by. He'll have 2 laps remaining when he comes across the start-finish line this time as he's closing in on Jason Bors in the 97 cart. The 96 cart, my apologies. The 96 of Jason Bors with the leader across the start-finish line now. He gets the signal to make the pass on Bors. And Otter's lead out to 7 seconds. The gap between second and third down to 2 seconds, but Bloodworth still not fast enough, you would think, to be able to make a run for that spot on the podium. White flag is out. Leader looking to the inside of Peter Grigg to put him 2 laps down. Now, back marker I wouldn't think would be a problem for Peter Beaton, who has got Bloodworth closing in on him. The gap, 2.4 seconds now. Then it's back to Williams and Hannaford and Eddie Ruiz, the last cart on the leader's lap. So as Otter heads to the checkered flag to take out the super heavy final, Peter Beaton heads through the infield and will come home in second. Third place is Nicholas Bloodworth. Then it's back to Greg Williams and Michael Hannaford in fourth and fifth, with Eddie Ruiz rounding out the leader lap cards in sixth place. Some great driving there by Bruce Otter to take the victory here in the final of the Bon Hine Memorial Super Heavies. We'd like to thank all the officials who have worked tirelessly throughout this weekend. Been some fantastic racing. We hope you've enjoyed yourself here at the Grenfell Kart Club for the Bob Hine Memorial of 2011. And we look forward to seeing you back here at Grenfell very soon.
The Grenfell Kart Club wishes to thank all their 2011 sponsors, including Crutches IGA, Gordon, Garland and Moffat, Brian Moroney Electrical Discounts, Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware, Grenfell Quality Meats, Caltex Service Station and Tegra for their support of the 2011 Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. The Grenfell Kart Club wishes to thank a number of supporters, including AJ and MP Ray Grain Merchants in Grenfell, CJ Anderson & Co. in Grenfell, Aston & Joyce Proprietary Limited, check them out at www.astonandjoyce.com.au, Grenfell Post Shop, Bay to You Seafood in Batemans Bay, and David Knight Transports. Please support all the people that support the Grenfell Car Club to make your racing possible.